I thought you guys designed websites. Why are you talking so much about business transformation? Surely that's the client's problem. This is the most common question I hear at the moment about myself and Headscape. People don't seem to understand why a web designer is writing a book on digital transformation. I guess I can understand to some degree. After all, clients hire us to build a website, not transform their business. Or do they? Are clients not hiring us to create a successful website? They may not say it, but that's the implication. Creating a successful website involves a lot more than a nice design and the latest CSS technique. It's even more than understanding how the user is behaving and what they want to achieve. Often a website, or indeed any other digital asset, will fail because the organization behind it is not capable of supporting it. And that is why Headscape does more than just build your website. That's why I write so much about digital transformation. It's because design doesn't exist in a bubble. It exists within context. To design a great customer experience, sometimes you have to fix the business that's offering that experience. For example, a website will wither and die if there's no strategy for its long-term evolution. That's why we find ourselves helping clients to write digital strategies. When clients use Twitter as a place to post press releases, we feel compelled to provide social media training. The biggest example of all is content. Without great content, no amount of user experience design is going to create a great experience. That's why we end up working with clients to design their content strategy. And so it goes on. We create pattern libraries for our clients so that they can expand and maintain their sites over time. We know that if we don't, then the site will be less effective. We even do post-integration reviews to make sure that the technology partner has done a good job at implementing the design. You could argue that our job is to build user interfaces and then walk away. But if you're going to call yourself a user experience designer, then that's not enough. You must accept that a great experience involves fixing issues not immediately related to design.